again to another episode of Kingdom Chats, where we take one conversation at a time along with our experiences to try and provide hope, joy, and peace to the kingdom. I am your host, Yolanda Lewis, and today I want to quickly talk about a subject that's dear to me, about who is advising you. Whose advice are you listening to? Who are you allowing to speak into your situation, to speak concerning your destiny? Or is it something that you just feel like you need a little bit of input on? Who is advising you? And the reason we wanted to talk about this today is because I know that a lot of times when we're taking advice from people, we want to make sure that we get good, sound advice, good, godly counsel. And sometimes that's not always the case, because we can be asking a question, but do we truly know the heart of the person that we are allowing to speak into our lives, into our situations, or whatever you have going on? We have seen things as in ministry. One of the things that I love that when I'm talking to people, especially with me being a new pastor, I'm talking to people and they are telling me about the decisions that I make and making sure that I am following God's plan for the ministry that I have been called to. And usually with that, I have those ones that say, hey, did you consult with the Lord? Did you consult with the Holy Spirit? And then when we talk on the other part of it, I've seen people that may be in a marriage and they may have things going on, and they've talked to their friend and they don't realize that they're talking to someone that's jealous, that may not give them good, godly counsel. And they'll tell you not to accept things that they themselves would accept. So today, I just want to kind of make you think about a few little things. You know, when you're doing something, is it to the point that, you know, I love it when my nephew would use the thing about bucket dippers and bucket fillers. Well, you have those people that add value to your life, and you have those people that want to take away from your joy. Who are you allowing to speak to you? Are they a bucket filler? Are you going through a situation to where, as you know, this major decision can cause, you know, a shift in your life? It can cause you to get to a better place in your faith, a better place in your marriage, a better place in your finances. Do you have someone that always wants to tell you what you need to be doing? Do you have someone that's actually feeding and they're inquiring about your dreams, your vision? What do you want to do? And then they just get to a place of being in agreement, telling you things to uplift you, to boost you, to motivate you, to cause you to say, you know what, I can do this. I even think about that as we provide co-hosts, special guest hosts, or, you know, even someone that's on the platform here. Because I want to make sure that whatever they're saying, that they're adding to your life, they're adding to your faith, they're causing you to believe in yourself, they're causing you to believe in God, they're causing you to consult with God, but they're uplifting, they're edifying. We never want a person that's going to sit on this platform that is going to cause your faith to shift into a lower direction. We don't want anybody that is not going to cause you to feel good about what you're doing, or to be uplifted, or to show you the way. So with that being said, who are you taking advice from? And are you truly listening? One of the things that the Word of God says is, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So one of the things that I want you to think about whenever you're allowing someone to speak into your life, regardless of the situation, what is it that you're hearing their heart say? Is their heart always speaking something negative? Because like I said, if it's in the heart, it's going to come out through the mouth. Who may be envious of you, someone that wants to plot on your downfall, just by listening to what they say out of their mouth. Because truly that is what is in their heart. Let's say, for instance, you have a friend, and that friend, you're married and you've been married for years, and you have a friend that is not married, that's looking to be married. But here it is, you have a few little things that's going on, and for whatever reason, you decide to share it, because I'm going to tell you, everything is not good to share with everybody. But you feel like you have this person that's close to you, and you have this friend, and you go to him, and you say, hey, listen, I'm having a few problems with my mate, and these are the areas of my concern. And you let them know what your concerns are. And before they can hear everything, they've already come out their mouth with something negative. What you need to do, how you need to leave, or you don't need to put up with this or that. But here it is, you know, you take that advice, you listen, and you get to the worst state of your life. But then when it comes to them, and they're in a worse state, they're doing things that's worse than what they told you not to take. Have you ever been getting ready to start a business and you had that business venture, you had everything all mapped out, all of the vision, but what you needed to do was put the finance part in it. And you got a friend that's telling you, well, you know, you don't have the finances. I wouldn't even look at this. And they're downplaying all of your ideas, and they're not helping you to look and think kingdom-mindedly to realize that God will provide for you, that if he's given you this vision, then it's do the footwork. But they're not encouraging you to look for different ways that you can gain assets to that business, ways that you can cause it to grow. But they're speaking negatively. Those are not people that you need to allow to advise you. Those are people that you may want to steer away from. You may want to realize, what is their motive of connecting with you? Who sent them? Who sent them? Because a lot of times everybody's not sent from God. Some people are sent from the enemy to destroy, to corrupt, to cause you to walk away what could actually add so much value to your life. But if you have the correct connection, then what they're going to do is they're going to allow you to think. They're going to cause you to be challenged in your way of thinking. They're going to let you know that you can do this, but you just got to make sure that you're connected to the correct people. They're going to let you know that there are avenues and assets that you probably haven't even tapped in, but those are going to be the ones that's going to say, hey, let me be in agreement with you. Those are going to be the ones that's looking to pray for you, to help you to get to that place where that thing that you dreamed of have now become a reality, regardless of what it is. That person is not going to allow you to take anything that's about you and cause you to speak negatively. They're going to let you know that, yes, you may be different and your way of thinking may be different, but just because it's different does not mean that it's not going to be successful. Even if we get to a place of we've been hurt in churches, ministries, some people will tell you, hey, you need to walk away. I wouldn't let anybody talk to me. You got that in any area of your life. I wouldn't take this. I wouldn't. And they would. I'm here to tell you that they would. So I just want to say that when you're talking about people advising you, make sure that whatever it is, when you're done with that conversation, you feel good about yourself. Now, if you've made a mistake and they're helping you to correct that issue, because that's not wrong. If they see something, they see you continuously putting yourself down, and they correct you, there's nothing wrong with that. If they put you in your place for that reason, that's still building you up. It is not tearing you down. So, you know, we want to take that advice. But that person that's speaking on your downfall, no. Let that go. Oh, let me tell you something. As I began to start walking again in this ministry that I am over, I had so many people, they were telling me, it's okay to follow the vision that God gave you. It's okay to walk in whatever it is, the newness of life, doing things as God would have you to do it. You know, and it was times that I stayed in the back that the Lord wanted me to take the forefront. Come from the back. It's your time now. And if I had not have listened to the voice of the Lord and the voice of those that were giving me good godly counsel, there's no telling. I could have walked away. I could have said this is not meant. I could have said that I didn't feel worthy. I could have thought of a numerous amount of criticism that I would do for myself, excuses that I would call them, and it would never manifest. If I didn't have those to encourage me to get up, when it comes to that business. Put your best foot forward. Let the creative juices begin to roll and watch God do it for you. Watch God move you into the area that he would have you to be. If I didn't have those type of people surrounding me to encourage me, those that would not allow me to sit down on my gift, would not allow me to put my dreams and visions on the back burner, but kept pushing me into the direction that I needed to go, who's to say that Blessed Like That Sales and Training LLC would still be going on? It wouldn't. Because sometimes we can take the wrong advice, and sometimes we can give ourselves the wrong thoughts, the wrong advice. We said, well, that sounds crazy. And so many of us have sat down on things. Why? Because our faith did not line up with what God was wanting to do for us. We accepted anything that was going to give us the excuse to walk away, but not in this season. This season, the reason I wanted to talk about who is advising you is because this is the point that I know that there are things going on this earth, but this is the point that we get to see the greatest season of our life. What do I mean by that? Yes, we see a lot of things falling, but what is God saying for you? Who is he putting around to encourage you to say, regardless of what's around you, keep pressing forward, keep moving forward. You can do this. God has you. You are in the greatest season of your life. This is the season to where as everything that was taken away from you, everything that you thought you couldn't have, everything that you wanted to put on the back burner is now brought to the forefront. Now you are blessed. Now you are full of joy. You are happy. You're seeing these things come into full fruition. Why? Because I had the correct people around me. I did not have the doubters. I did not have the naysayers being able to speak into my ear, not saying that they don't exist, but saying that I will not take your advice. I will not listen to what you're saying. I will not believe the words that you would speak about my downfall. I will not take that. But instead, I will embrace where I'm going in this season. I will embrace every blessing of the Lord. The word says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and they add no sorrow. They add no sorrow. So when I'm having the correct person, then there are going to be things that I know to be true that's in the word that is going to become familiar with me. It's going to ring out in my ear. It's going to cause me to have that boost that I need in order to press forward. It's going to have me to believe in myself and in the things that God can do for me. What are those people? Are you surrounded by those that will give you good, great, godly counsel, great advice to cause you to shift into the next dimension of blessing, the next dimension where there is, you're walking in the abundance of life, in the overflow, where everything you could imagine is now within reach? That's the advice that you need to take. So speaking of advice, let me give you some. You can make it. Invest in your timing, finances, but in make sure that you are looking and you're doing your research on what it is that you want to do. Invest in you and allow those around you to be able, those that are speaking, those that are bucket fillers, that is going to speak life to your dreams, to your vision, that are speaking what the Lord says. Allow them to speak into your life. Allow yourself to be surrounded, but don't just depend on any mere mortal. Believe in yourself. Believe in the God that says you can have it. The God that says you can do it. The God that said press forward in it. Overtake and pursue and overtake and recover all. This is your recovery season. My sister, my brother, this is your time. This is your time. How do I know that? Because the word of God says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. meaning that I don't even care how the enemy causes it to be. I don't care if the enemy sends it one way. God will allow it to work in your favor. He said all things work to the good of them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. And he lets you know that, yes, the enemy may try to form weapons against it, but the word is says, it's written, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that would rise against you in judgment shall thou be condemned. You can condemn it. You don't have to take it. It means that it formed, but it shall not prosper. But you will prosper in your destiny, in that thing that God says, in whatever he's telling you that belongs to you. You can make it. So today on Kingdom Chats, I know we have a lot of times we have co-hosts and we have those that we may interview. But today I just strictly want to talk to you that it is within reach. It is within reach. What is it? What is it that you want? Because nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop. If the Lord says that it belongs to you, if the Lord has put it in place, if he's given you the vision, if he's given you those that are around you to encourage you, nothing else can stop it. But we have to be wise and allow God to speak to us, because we serve a strategic God, and he's going to tell you ways to get around the no's in order to receive your yes. Because sometimes God has a yes behind that no, but we listen to the first voice. When God is continuously saying, no, press on, continue, I got you. This belongs to you. I set it up. But what will you allow to stop you? Nothing. Nothing. I'm pursuing in this hour. You can pursue in this hour. If I listen to all the negative voices in my head, Kingdom Chats podcast would still be on paper. And it would not be to where it is today. It would just be a thought. But because I wanted to pursue it, the Lord put people in place to help me to get it off the ground. When it came to times that I may not have been able to come on and to sit before you, he gave me another plan to have co-hosts, to have other people to come on to assist with my vision. It's still my baby. I'm still nurturing it. I'm still putting it together, but I'm just saying, Lord, however you want it to go, let it go, because I'm looking for lives to be changed. I'm looking for people to have hope. I'm looking for them to have joy again. I'm looking for them to have peace. But most importantly, I'm looking for you to be able to live in the abundance of life, to experience the joy. Yes, I hear all the prophecies. I hear all the things that are going to take place. I can see some of the things that's going on and that will take place. But I'm not fearful, because I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm not worried, because I know that the word says that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I'm not going to fall apart at the first sign of doom. I'm not going to fall apart, because I believe and know that he has me. I believe that whatever he has for me is going to happen. It's going to happen. And his word says that that the promises of God are yes and amen, meaning it's going to work out in my favor. So as I come to an end, as I get ready to leave you all, I just want to leave you with this. This is the greatest season of your life, if you realize it, and if you allow God to lead you. This has been a short but sweet episode of Kingdom Chats, where I am your host, Yolanda Lewis. Now you go and be great. Amen. God bless.